My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Yeah, we've been using that one for like 9 years or 7 years, and this never gets old.
Since before I got here.
By the way, earlier on, a caller referred to WPA.
Whoopah!
One of the security protocols that sort of processes available in wireless networks stands for Wi-Fi Protected Access. Or, he also said WEP, Wired Equivalent Privacy. Basically, they're just ways to scramble the signal between your wireless base station and your computer so that nobody can like listen in on what's happening.
You can see it and they can't.
Right.
You just did that during the break. You WEP.
I did.
I was wepping.
Dad's comments, yeah.
If you want to know more about wireless security, we've got lots and lots of columns and resources on our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the free help section. There's a nice little search engine in there. Just type in the word wireless and bada bing, bada boom, as they'd say in Joyzy.
Yes.
They're there. Let's see if we can help Ellerton. Ellerton?
Yes, this Ellerton from Barbados.
From Barbados?
Yes.
Are you Ben? Because I was looking at the wrong screen in my studio here. Yes. Are you calling from Barbados?
I am. In the Caribbean.
Must be tough.
Can I come do my radio show from where we are?
I live in a little shack in eastern part of the island. I'm not on the beaches.
Oh, but that's okay. I've been to Barbados.
I will send you down to Port of Spain. I will not send you...
Yeah, that's where I sailed out of there on a cruise ship, on a sailing ship one year. But anyway... How can we help you, Ellerton?
Okay, well, I'm going to get a job down here, and one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to be using several languages.
Uh-huh.
I remember there's another caller, that's why I wonder why you said Ben... Because there's another caller who calls you often.
Yes.
Who uses screen reading software.
Yes, Sistran, I think, was the...
No, that's translation software. This is screen reading software.
Oh, screen reading. Like okay. Gotcha.
Jaws,
right.
And what has plagued him for years and years is that he hasn't been able to use Unicode for computing languages. Now, I can see, I don't need screen reading software, and I have XP, Pentium 4, Windows XP program, OS, but I will be needing to type in, you're going to hate me when I say these languages.
Okay.
Japanese.
What's wrong with that?
Chinese.
That's fine.
I think it was Arabic.
Wow.
And maybe Korean or Russian, maybe one of those. So,
well, when you say you want to be able to type, you're talking about you want to get into a word processor. Are you capable of actually conversing in these languages, or you want something to take what you're typing in English?
No, to type in the languages.
Okay, because you know that Microsoft supports multiple languages.
I heard that.
Yes.
But I don't know how to configured.
It gets a little complicated. Just so happens my mom is Japanese.
Oh,
and
good.
So I sat down one day with her and figured it all out by going to the Microsoft website and set it up so that she could write emails in kanji and some of the other
katakana, hiragana.
Some of the different character sets that's supported.
Japanese is crazy like that.
Yeah. So if it's if it's specifically like email where you're conversing with folks, there are specific downloads for both their word processors.
I'll be doing word processing.
Yeah, it's the same.
Typing on internet, email.
It's the same language set. Yeah, it's the same language set that's on there. Now it's way too complicated to go through this on the air. If you don't mind, I'll put you on hold, and
okay.
I will, especially since you're calling. How'd you hear about our show, by the way?
Oh, I go to United States a lot for business.
I see.
I'm
Sounds like you go all over the world for business.
I'm a sort of mid-level businessman, something that we don't have very many of down here.
I see.
And so, you know, I was in Arizona once, speaking with an association for the Korean for the Caribbean diaspora. There's a lot of people from the Caribbean up there.
Uh-huh.
Especially Arizona has a big community. Tampa, Florida has one. Miami, Florida has one. Lots of places up there have.
So you happen to be in Arizona, and
I happen to be in Arizona, and they And I wanted to see, I'm a real news person. I get up in the morning and I go and I have to have some sort of news.
You're a news junkie.
Oh, yes. Like a,
well, and we're
like
on
a
the,
contest.
We're on the news junkie station for Arizona, no
exactly,
question.
Like the contest.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Like
so.
The contest that they run up there. So I will, and so I ask my friend who goes into, I think it's Phoenix, is
yes.
the name of the place.
Uh-huh.
And he's and I ask him, how do you get your news on radio? Because I don't like TV news. TV news in America is so sensational. I don't watch.
So you know what? We're going to wrap this up because you're doing a great commercial for this station. I'm sure the station manager wants to use this as a promotion. But listen, I'm going to put you on hold, okay, Ellerton?
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold because we'll take you off the air. We're done. Wow, what a great way to end the show, huh?
Yeah.
Barbados.
I think that's going to be one of our records.
How about if we do a live remote in Barbados, are you coming with, Adam?
Heck yeah.
Ben and Ken, hang tight. We'll get you off the air as well. We appreciate everybody that participated in today's show. Again, if you are interested in learning more about home automation, how to get your home wired for the future, so on and so forth, lots of resources at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. While you're there, you can also subscribe for our newsletter, download our free download of the week, our Geek Speak of the Week. You can check that out. Also, all the other free resources we have at the Free Help Center. On our website. Or, again, if you have a machine that's acting crazy, you just want to get some help, take it to any of the locations. They can look at it while you wait and tell you what's wrong with it. So, we'll see you all in 2 weeks.
This is Doug.